Alrighty, guys. So this is America's favorite song. Honestly, I find this song and the video very unsexy, and that song deserves to be on like a porno site. Like,
I didn't see the video, but peace and blessings, y'all. I'm sorry for Supreme Rob in the house where I said Earth, Water, My Eyes. I like this. I didn't see the video, but I heard it was disgusting to some people. And then some people was like, dude, I can appreciate a video like that because I like these vixens or whatever. So, and now here we go. We speed it up to the American Music Awards. They have deemed it America's favorite song, and they get the award and the nod for that. WAP!
What ass
penis? That WAP. I got WAP. Weak ass penis. And no, I'm just playing.
Oh my goodness. Yay. America, you have failed.
Yay.
Y'all don't have no good taste in music. That shit is just disgusting as a motherfucker, man. That shit deserves to be on a porno site.
Oh, I did see the porno version. That's what I meant to say. I saw the X-rated version when they show like different clips of different X-rated videos and them, you know, bossing. Now, I enjoyed that kind of.
Kind of?
Like the intro, the first few people. I know a couple of them personally in that they put clips in. I thought that was cool. But like, anyway, I'm going to be devil's advocate on the WAP. I can see why people can say, I'm going to give you reasons. I'm gonna let you vent why you feel like that's some bullshit. And then I'm going to give you reasons why. First, I'm going to give you the reasons why people like WAP so much. WAP can be America's favorite song because everybody likes WAP. I mean, well, every heterosexual male loves WAP.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of females will like to pretend or think they have WAP also. We know all women don't have no WAP. They got some WAP, all right, some whack ass, you know, pussy. But like,
hey, jellyfish.
Another reason why it could be that, you know, it's a catchy beat and it's a hoes anthem. We have a lot of hoes in America. So all the hoes supported that song, WAP. You know, it's some hoes in this house. It's some hoes. So shout out to all the hoes who supported WAP. So, you know, I'm just saying, this is why it can be America's favorite song. Now, also, you know, if you a hoe and you know you a hoe, don't feel bad. You know what I mean? Don't feel bad about, you know, you loving WAP and you being a hoe and representing your hoedom. But when motherfuckers start calling you hoes and shit, don't try to not claim it. Don't false flag now. Now, a lot of women stepped up in the back. You know why a lot of feminist women stepped up for this song? They want to sit up here and come up and take up for a lot of these chicks about that WAP. Because they feel like it's another attack on women when men come out and say, hey, man, this is some fucked up shit. Or, hey, man, look, man, don't be teaching the babies about no damn WAP. Right?
Right.
Man, you got to do a YouTube about this because I got some visuals. I had a video I saw that was completely disgusting. This young mother, I guess she's a stripper by trade because the way she was popping that ass.
Uh-huh.
She was teaching her daughter how to pop her ass while playing that song.
How old was the little girl?
A baby.
Oh, gosh. See, and then she gonna be mad when she like 33 and a grandma and shit because she taught her daughter.
But I'm wrong if I say something. I'm attacking women, though. Oh, you motherfuckers always trying to find a reason. You know, that's them feminist, half-ass feminist women. But go ahead, man. Go in on that shit, on that WAP shit.
First of all, I feel like if a woman has that WAP, She don't have to go around in the world screaming that shit. She know when she lay down with whoever, he gonna like this shit, right? Number two, I just find it weird, maybe, or immature, how in these songs, men and women talk about how good they fuck. As adults or mature adults, we definitely don't go around talking that shit.
Right.
Because then you mad when another bitch want to fuck your man and you wonder why. How can he get, oh, I do all this and he do. That's private, intimate thoughts. And to reference yourself as a hoe. To me, I'm not a hoe. Somebody ever try to say in life that I was a hoe, I could walk around 10 men and they can all say they fuck. But Cardi B even said once some years back that she's a hoe. Hoes don't get coached. She right. get effed in. Okay, right. So yeah. Then she was like, one of the things was like, I don't cook or clean, but I still got a ring.
Right.
But I'll say fucking other bitches all day. He fucked
a chick that work at McDonald's. So you'd rather have McDonald's than to have your cooking anyways. Is that what that tell me about you, bitch? Y'all ain't good representatives of WAP. I'm sorry. They not. And then the other girl got shot in her foot. I ain't making jokes about that shit. That shit hurt and it burned. But I'm just saying, like, you got shot in your foot over your WAP, I guess.
So you walk around screaming, I got this good and this good head and all this
stuff. You got something going on.
Like, that's some devil-ass pussy, man. Because Cardi B can't even keep her man. She don't cook or clean. And y'all on the verge of divorce or whatever the case may be. He's been cheating the whole fucking time. We know what you did to get where you gotta be. Y'all could go look on YouTube and look at the disgusting foul shit that Cardi B fucking says. Like, she's told people, like, bitch, if you don't like me, go fucking kill yourself and get AIDS. You still fuck with her. Ooh. She went on the internet Ooh. Talking about how she drugs and rapes men. How is that shit? But y'all still fuck with her. I think I seen a picture of her coochie. That shit look weird.
Whose?
Cardi B's, because she wore a dress.
Ew, you looked at Cardi B's coochie.
It looked weird.
Ew. No, I'm just kidding.
And then Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't know if I ever seen it before. I think I might have seen it too on porn. She's got so many videos on PH, Cardi B. You know, mm-hmm. She got a couple of them. And I know there's a couple of them. I think some chick. Was it a chick or a dude was sticking their face in there? And I heard her stuff kind of musty. Cardi B. And that's another one they said was musty.
Oh, wow. K-Michelle and Cardi B got musty.
Yeah, they said K-Michelle shit smelled like some otherworldly shit. But they said Cardi Cooch is like got that strong, massive smell and shit. Like, it ain't probably bad as K-Michelle's, but hers is not that, you know. If it's WAP, I don't want, that's some stop. That's some stank ass. You know what I'm saying?
Smell like the river shit.
That's some sap.
Stanky ass pussy.
She got that sap ass, swamp ass pussy. Anyway.
So yeah. You brag about all this crap, but all you bitches rap about is fucking and sucking dick.
Yep.
And then none of y'all can really keep a man, but y'all supposed to be pretty. Like, take all that makeup off. Yep. Let me see how you look, Cardi B.
Megan is actually cute without makeup.
Megan Thee Stallion is cute without makeup, but Cardi B look like a thumb or something. Like, and then she got surgery on her face where she looked different.
Yeah, she altered her face.
And I'm just like, but you want to brag? Like, if you got good shit, you know why your ex is stalking your
I don't
ass.
Know if either one of them got WAP, and honestly, I'm not even trying to find out. You know, one of them is a little young, and then the other one is crazy as fuck, and she weird, and I heard her box is legendarily swampy. So if it's moist because of the swamp, I mean, quite naturally, you're going to say that, but, you know, I don't want to dip in that one. So... You know, you can keep that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let Offset handle that. You know, he don't even know what to do with you. You a $1 million chick, man. I would have been. See, that's my old me coming out. But
you would have been what?
Oh, man. Man, listen. If I had control over a chick like her, do you know? I mean, this is the old me talking now. Uh-huh. Okay. Now I'm saying if I was his age and at the time of his age, I'd be, man, look here, man. That WAP. I will make sure her WAP would become her maximum potential. It will reach its maximum potential. Just put it like that. But it all be going inside of my pocket.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I would definitely make sure I could take full advantage and manage and fix all that damage. You know what I'm saying?
You do.
Anyway, so serious. But like I'm saying, like, I mean, when I'm looking back at old times and stuff like that, and I'm looking at these other guys coming up and how they, you know, handle their relationships. He worrying about a broad at McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. And not to knock that girl because she work at McDonald's or used to now. She don't work there no more, but of course she's starting to get a little change in notoriety, but she was a cute girl and stuff, but like, dude, like, you telling me you got a nerve to make a song like this and your husband is going out dating chicks and banging chicks that work at Mickey D's and you a $1 million chick. See, that's how I know Offset goofy too, though. It was mostly Offset, you a goofy. Because one, you hear you got this chick with the WAP, right?
Allegedly.
Right. And you got a girl who vouching. I mean, every woman say they got WAP, and we all know that's simply not true. But I'm saying, okay, say let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She got WAP and stuff like that. She got notoriety. I mean, she's hella popular. She got money. You know, She has one of the best songs another year or two, a couple years back.
Bodak Yellow.
And, you know, she been on Love & Hip Hop. She came out with Roaring Blaze on Love & Hip Hop. You know what I mean? So, You know, she got the notoriety. She played the game the right way. So, obviously, Cardi B got some sense. So, don't let the way she act totally fool you. She got some business sense. And somebody handling her right and getting her in position. You feel me? So, obviously, you got all that going on. And your goofy ass out here banging chicks at McDonald's and shit. So for one, if this is why I gotta go back on Cardi B. They both gonna share the blame on this one. Okay, Offset a goofy motherfucker. You married a goofy motherfucker though. Yeah, and your dumb stinking ass done went and spent money and wasted your time and energy on this goofy. Like you said, you got WAP. You got you styling on motherfuckers the way you styling on motherfuckers, but yet you ain't value yourself enough to go get somebody else who's equal value to you. So why not? I don't give a fuck if somebody attack her. I'm not finna go to bat for a chick with character like hers. Just that alone tell me you a goofy too.
Plus, you know what I think? She said she was a hoe back then, so you probably did some little sexy time to make it how you've done. I wouldn't surprise.
Well, that's not the secret. She already admitted to that. That's not a secret. You know, she did it. Ain't no speculation. See, one thing I can respect about Cardi B with her goofy ass is that she can at least be real and thorough with her hold'em. Yes. And, you know, the only problem I got with the women that's speaking out and call themselves speak, I think down deep is more so about them women, not more so about Cardi or Megan Thee Stallion. They don't give a fuck about them. They just take that as an opportunity to clap back at dudes when dudes going too hard in the paint attacking them. You know, I let this shit cool down. I was gonna do a podcast about the song a long time ago when it first came out, when it was hot and It was trending and shit. Now that it don't manifested itself to win a whole fucking American Music Award, I said, you know what? I think it's about that time to go ahead and make a podcast about the WAP song. Not to necessarily hate on it or shit on it. I'm going to play both devil's advocate and put some things in perspective on all spectrums that's been around this song. Because, I mean, men and women been going at each other back and forth on the internet for quite some time about this WAP shit.
And you got older women, older than me, talking crazy, trying to act like Cardi B. I'm like, I would never in life equate myself to Blac Chyna, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Amber Rose. Those are just high-paid prostitutes.
Now, you see what don't happen following this WAP shit. You know, Megan don't got into it with some dude, and he clapped her, allegedly. I don't know if he even really clapped her. Some people say he didn't even clap her in her feet. The fragments hit her feet, but she ain't get clapped in her foot. You know what I mean? Like, did no damage to her foot. Ain't no bullet go in her foot.
Because right after she got shot, she did a music video. How are you walking and twerking
She tough in the motherfucker. Megan tough.
Because there's no way I could get shot in my feet and
do my... And the way I'm getting shot in my foot doing the video.
To get shot in my feet and then go work my job. I would be in such fucking pain.
I'll do it in a wheelchair.
They're going to be like, get up.
I'll do it in a wheelchair. I'll be dancing around on them wheels. Or trying to figure out the way to get your ass shot in your foot. I can say it on the air. Yeah, I can say that. I mean, I'm admitting to some shit, but like... I mean, I'm just saying, I ain't never been shot in my foot. So, I mean, I'm just speculating how it would feel after, y'all. That's what I'm saying.
My tattoo on my foot hurt like a motherfucker. It took me a whole year, man, to go back.
I can tell you this, though. Bullets are very hot and very powerful. And they hurt. That's real.
Even if they don't get you in, huh?
Depending on where you get hit, it's going to hurt. I mean, you may not feel it through adrenaline or something, but like you gonna feel it one way or another eventually. But the thing is, dude, man, listen, I'm not blaming her WAP for that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people making jokes about it, saying that's the reason why. Like, she got that WAP. That's why he shot her before. You know what I mean?
I feel like there's the truth.
But she set herself up for that joke.
There's the truth. Tory Lanez side and Meg side, and I wasn't there, but it allegedly started when she went to Kylie Jenner's swim pool party, and Tory Lanez was getting, hello Adam, M, that Tory Lanez was getting too comfortable with Kylie Jenner, and Meg Thee Stallion was angry with him. So she forcefully left, and he was like, well, you're not going anywhere. And as they ordered the Uber or the Lyft, they get to fighting. This is what I allegedly heard. And he was like, nigga, I'm leaving you, F you. And she got rough with him at the party. And then allegedly, that's when he shot at her ass.
I heard she had gotten into it with somebody else too, and they was trying to struggle for the gun. And then that motherfucker just went off. It ain't like he blatantly pointed it at her foot and just popped at her. It's like he had it out, but. The struggle caused it to go off. It bounced and hit her shit. Or maybe Megan caused it. I think it was her who caused it, but somebody else jumped in trying to grab it too. You could have got your ass killed doing that, really. You know what I'm saying? So being all brave and shit can cost you your life sometimes. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, man. I ain't saying be no punk, but goddamn, don't be stupid either.
My thing is, only way I know I would ever struggle for some type of gun is if someone tries to kill me.
If you ain't got no choice, I mean, you got to struggle for it. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit up here and lecture her about that either. But
we don't really know what happened.
I had to do that before, so.
Right. Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
It's when it's go time and your reflexes react and shit. But, I mean, you want to be smart. You don't want to put yourself in a position to get into that and had it happen to you, man.
So I'm saying, everybody who is a gun holder, please be safe with your stuff when you're not using it. Please leave it out of the reach of children and put that lock on there and put it away. And please don't just be careful and leave it on top of the refrigerator, because you know the babies will get it.
Mm-hmm.
A little girl was killed about 5-6 years ago from that.
Yeah.
The boyfriend left the gun on the fridge. Then the 13-year-old got it. Somehow the 2-year-old got it, shot his sister right in the head. She's gone. Careless. You got to be careful with these guns.
Yeah, that's a must. And then on top of that, man, you know, you don't play with guns and you don't play with your WAP. How valuable will your WAP be if you get killed? Or what if you get shot in your WAP on accident? Ooh. Now you ain't got nothing to rap about.
Oh my God, there was a lesbian couple fighting and one got shot.
Now you gotta rap about that BAP.
Badass, not working. No, but a lesbian got shot.
Talk about booty.
Oh, well.
That WAP, that wet ass bussy. No, let me stop.
But I'm telling you, this game, see, that's why I be telling people, have you noticed these Instagram hoes, everybody say fine. They bitches ain't got no men and they're just high paid hoes.
And I mean, then you're sitting, that's another thing. I gotta stress this while I'm still trying to be devil's advocate and shit, but like, think about, when I get to thinking about the children. Dude, come on, man. Stop teaching these kids this shit, man. Like, this is the problem with our generation. You can't put you as a value. You can't put your vagina as value over your own self. You are the prize itself. You, your value, what you bring to the table, who you are, what you're capable of, your assets and all that good stuff. And I ain't talking about your physical body assets, your booty and your TITs and all that.
Right.
I'm talking about your actual assets, equity and shit.
Because I'm thinking...
Because if you ain't got none of that in the first place, your WAP don't mean shit to me. I'll probably hit it and quit it, but damn, you think I'm finna make you my partner in life? And that's all you got for me is some WAP? Nope.
I seen a discussion on Facebook. It was a panel of bitches like that.
Yeah.
And she said, I value my pussy, and that's all I have to give that motherfucker. I don't cook that motherfucker. Give me money and fuck him.
I don't clean. Yeah. I'm not finna do that. Like, look here, man. If you gonna be my mate, you have to have the ability to have house grooming skills. You definitely will have to cook. I mean, that's half the battle right there. Like, chicks that know how to cook keep... Have you noticed chicks that know how to throw down like that, really know how to cook, they keep a man anyway. They gonna keep they man, not even just a man. They gonna keep they man. And if you already got that WAP and you keeping him satisfied, that dude ain't going nowhere. But you don't already had a dude step out on you with your goofy ass and all the shit she brings to the table. She brings shit to the table. I can't never knock Cardi B for that. Cardi B actually brings something to the table. She may be a goofy ass bitch, but at least she got more than a lot of you hoes up here screaming, y'all got WAP. And I can use the word hoes because y'all cheered that song on and the song start out about the hoes in the house.
There's some hoes in
the house. So y'all the hoes in the house they talking about.
Kylie Jenner was in that video too.
She a hoe too. But see, she proud of bitch. She knows she a hoe, but she a good one.
She's a billionaire.
She a rich ass hoe. That's who y'all should be inspiring. If y'all gonna be hoes, man, that don't mean y'all can't make it to the top. I don't see hoes make it to the top. But see, y'all wanna play these fucking games. And you know, oh no, I'm a woman, you don't disrespect me. But you wanna be a hoe. You got whole mannerisms, you got whole actions. You want act like these hoes you see on Love & Hip Hop. You wanna be these housewife ass hoes. You wanna catch a rich nigga. And all this good shit. So embrace your, that's why you ain't made it yet. Because you ain't being all you can be. You ain't excel at your hoedom. You understand? I'm not encouraging hoes to be hoes. I'm not encouraging regular women to become hoes because they feel like that's a quick and easy way out. I ain't saying being a hoe is what's going to blow you up. But I'm just saying I've seen hoes blow up. You feel me?
I could name some from when I was a kid. Anna Nicole Smith.
Hell yeah.
She married that old ass man. He can't even get it up. Hell he yeah. Old and senile.
There's a lot of them. That some good gold digging ass bitches out here. You know what I'm saying? She mastered that. You know what I'm saying? For sure. But I don't know her bio like that, but can we classify Anna Nicole Smith as a hoe or just a gold digging bitch?
I heard she did a lot of shit. She was a weird hoe.
Okay, she a hoe.
She did all weird right. Shit.
Yeah. You probably know her shit better than me. But like, I knew about her and stuff like that.
R.I.P.
You know, it was sad because with her son and stuff like that when they passed and stuff. But you know, she didn't get a chance to enjoy none of that money. I think she got a hit put on her. To be honest.
Because she got all his that old man's money, didn't she?
Yeah. Some of them family members said, "Nah, you ain't gonna have it. Not alive, bitch." You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't surprise me. Cause
it's too strange a circumstance.
Her son died the same way she did.
A lot of shit just didn't add up.
Right.
A lot of shit just didn't add up. You know what I'm saying? You or your legacy ain't getting that. And if they don't want you to have it, you're just not going to have it.
So now her daughter's left with no mom.
And I think they probably gave her the heads up too. Like, bitch, listen, you better chill. And she's like, fuck that. I'm like, dude, you give me the heads up and say, and I know you got the power to touch me. That ain't like about being the coward. Like, man, y'all niggas can have it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
right, because they would have been threatening her for years.
You know what I mean? She didn't have nobody protecting her. Couldn't nobody protect her.
Plus, her daughter was left without a mother, and it's weird how her son died the same way, drinking and pills.
Mm-hmm. And she did some heavy drugs in her past, and she couldn't get off. and stuff like that.
She had got real fat at one point.
A lot of people with WAP are her end up being lonely women anyways. You know, they share the WAP here and there, but those men don't never stay around, and then they end up with like a woman old by themselves, either with a lot of kids or a lot of cats.
Well, here's my thing. Tammy Roman is another one who tried to be that sneaky, and she's a conniving ass bitch.
Yeah, but she was a gold digger. She wasn't really a hoe. I can't really call Tammy Roman a hoe. I mean, she may be a gold digger that claims she got WAP, but she ain't a hoe. She ain't like a hooker hoe, I don't think. Not that I know her life like that. She might have been a hooker hoe, but like, she was more of like a, I'm going to find me a rich dude, and only rich dudes can get this ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's what she did. And Kenny Goofy Ass Anderson was the first one to go, but that didn't work. I see how that fucked the game up with her and her kids and stuff like that. So, you know, she still didn't make it. I mean, she didn't succeed. She didn't blow up. She didn't start. She mildew. You know how Pim McKinney used to say you could barbecue a mildew?
What?
She
say that again.
She mildew. It's like, it's hoe up or blow up. Barbecue a mildew. That's what she did. She didn't make it to the pinnacle. And then she made a significant comeback in her 40s. You understand? Her late 30s and 40s. And she came back trying to, you know, get on, if it wasn't for Shawnee, you know what I'm saying? She's a hoe.
So yeah, I said it.
Shaq can get mad if he want to. Shaq, you big and you fast, but you can't catch me, bro. So you, and that's your ex anyway, so what you gonna get mad for? And she cheated on you too, bro. So y'all both hoes. But anyway, you cheated too. But,
Sukiana's a hoe too.
Yeah, we already know about it. We talked about Sukiana, hoe ass. We been knew she was a hoe.
But see, people think this loving hip hop and these songs that the women could do the same shit and get the same result. Then they grow up being old, bitter, used up, drug addict ass bitches.
So let me ask you this. Overall, where does WAP itself get you in life? Since it's a hoe anthem, right? It's a hoe anthem. That's all the song is.
Right.
You see, a lot of these women capping for these bitches don't realize that's what it is. Now, I don't see any of these beautiful black goddesses and queens even step in and felt like they need to say something about these WAP bitches because men went so hard at them about making that song. It was a lot of fathers, man, real fathers out here disappointed. It's a lot of brothers like myself who don't like to hear our queens talk like that and make that an example for other younger up-and-coming young ladies coming up. Even having influence over women older than them, like you said before. Like, it's women my age and older, they like that song and stuff. Yeah. So overall, I mean, leaving them out of it, let's look at the whole term WAP. What does WAP get you?
STDs and babies.
STDs and babies. Okay, that's it.
You might get lucky that 1% that actually make a living off of that being a high-paid escort, but it comes with STDs and unplanned pregnancies, and you have cemetery pussy, meaning all those abortions.
Cemetery pussy!
All them motherfucking abortions.
Some of these bras with cemetery pussy don't even got wild. They just end up getting whipped a lot. But man, like, dude, like, you gotta tame that WAP then. If that's all you finna get out of it. I mean, come on now, y'all ladies, y'all better tame that WAP. And don't be trying to slang that WAP because a song came out now.
Plus, you should.
And don't put your value in yourself of your WAP because, man, listen, your WAP only gonna take you so far. It's gonna get you used and abused. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get you used and abused.
Or you might have a slick food that'll trick you into prostitution, and before you know it, you're washed up. Like, how the fuck did this happen?
You might as well, if you putting your WAP out there, you might as well be that. I mean, it ain't no tricking into it because you already got the half a mindset to bottle up that WAP and sell it as a product. And if you got such a high value product, you know what I mean? It's like, why not sell it? You understand?
Because a lot of these heifers give it away for free and got nothing to show for.
Right. You know?
It's sad that we value ourselves by our sex game. My thing is, if I'm gonna lay with someone, I have to know if we stimulate each other on a spiritual level. Do we have things in common? Nowadays, you never know if the person you sleep on with like dogs, like the same sex,
yep,
pays for prostitutes. And then when you have a sexual exchange of energy, all that bullshit they do.
I bet you offset one of them.
Weird.
I bet you offset one of them. You'd be wearing purses and shit, the Migos and shit.
Offset reminds me of a homosexual male.
That motherfucker be hitting them trannies. You know, yeah, but how do you get into it with a tranny unless you're around them? Like, how do you end up in a fight with one? I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible for a heterosexual to fight a tranny for some reason. They didn't want to go at it. But I think they fought because, like I told you before, I thought one of the Migos, you know, Offset pointed it out. You're like, look, that tranny got your purse on. He nigga was like, woo, 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 woo. Oh. Came at him and started beating his ass. Yo.
What the? You gotta be kidding me.
He was pointing at him like, woo, woo. Like, I remember they got an assault charge for beating up a transsexual. Yes, you can look it up. Find the lie. Google it. They assaulted a transsexual.
Well, the way they dress reminds me of a girl, so I always thought since day one.
So he might like bussy better than pussy.
And then Cardi B probably do to both too.
Oh yeah, we know Cardi B.
That's truffle butter mixed with weird.
Cardi B nasty.
That's nasty.
I mean, we already know she nasty. I mean, we know Cardi B nasty, but you know.
Ugh, you made my soul shake when you said that.
Nasty. But it's the truth.
Right.
It's the truth, man. I ain't. I mean, you know, the sad part about this song is now it's America. It's certified now through that award. It's America's favorite. It's known as America's favorite. And I can see where the support come from. It come from a lot of the WAP wannabes, the hoes. And, you know. And also so certified WAPs is definitely feeling that song because they know they certified. But, like, you know. And then you got the dudes, you know, the simps, the beta males. They like that shit, too. Then you got the LGBTQ. They love that song. They like twerking off of that motherfucking song. So, you know.
You're right. Most.
It became America's favorite.
I see most gay guys when I go live doing that shit. I'm like, dude, I don't want to see that.
Now, listen. Now, I'm saying that's how it became the best. So, now. Let's get to the hardcore value of it.
Let's go.
Why is it a big debate over this song? And why would this be a joke in different times in the modern era? Why would this song be like a parody song or a joke now? But this is actually a song that people actually take serious.
Well, my thing is, I went in open-mindedly and I listened to the song and I felt sick to my stomach.
I couldn't believe. You got me wanting to look at the video, the real video.
I will play that
because I couldn't believe that this actually became a debate and it actually had us going at each other's throats. Not me and you per se, but like men and women in general was going at each other's throats. Because I feel like women should have really stayed out of this one. Like, come on, man, let us have this one now. Y'all know we right. But you had to come in here and deviate and talk about, oh, what you mean? The pussy is the prize, ain't it? And blah, blah. No, it's not. Why do y'all think that shit? Why? Because of these beta male bitches y'all been dealing with y'all whole life? Don't nobody give no value of your pussy. The like, fuck out of here.
I know a lot of rich, wealthy men that have trophy wives that ain't shit.
Yeah.
And they be like, maybe would sleep with a woman like me who's actually nice and would be like, how was your day, sir? Are you okay? You look frustrated. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What you value was between your legs. Like, that's supposed to be sacred, man. That part is a part of your chakra.
Right. You see the all-around fucked upness about it. That's the whole bitch-assness of this whole thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, listen. I understand you celebrating yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And know what you got if you really have it. Because I don't know who really got it until I see for myself.
Right.
Because, I mean, shit, some of y'all be lying. I don't went through it. I don't see women brag. Just like y'all say men brag on their shit. Y'all brag on y'all shit. And some of that shit be under false pretense. Trust me. And y'all get with these goofy ass niggas who tell you coochie is coochie.
No, it ain't.
And that's a goddamn lie. I would never tell you that lie. I don't feel the same about everybody coochies. You understand?
Well, yeah, my thing is, some people don't have walls. Some of it ain't all good.
Some of it ain't, you know what I'm saying, ain't airtight the way it need to be. And it just got air in it. Some of you can have a whole echo in that motherfucker. You know, some of the motherfuckers is drier than sandpaper. You know what I mean? And some of the motherfuckers is just all right. And then you got some that's just simply amazing. You know what I mean? Put your hands down. No, I'm just playing. you know what I'm saying? The thing is that, you know, that still don't mean nothing. That don't measure up to nothing. To whatever category you come underneath. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're certified or you're false flagging it. The thing is that you have to come with more than that. You know what I mean? And then you have to have the right representative. Now, if you want to take up for that shit, then make a better song and put it in a better perspective to have your fellow man understand where you're coming from. The way they was coming, that's unrelatable to a real one like me. Then on top of that, a lot of other people like that's like-minded like myself, they were like, man, fuck out of here. I mean, the video is good. You give something to look at. You know, if you're attractive, they're attractive enough to look at, or they got seductive movements and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty much all it's going to be. That's where the buck stops to me. You know?
But like everybody says, attractive. Take the weave off. Take that. Go with your bare self.
I don't think Cardi B is attractive. I just, Megan is a cute girl when she don't got all that shit on.
She actually looks better without all that makeup.
Yeah, she
looks
better without. I don't see her without makeup. So yeah, she actually pretty. But
Cardi B is not cute without makeup and all that hair on. She looks like an average woman.
Yeah.
She looks like an average woman, and like if I saw her probably without makeup, I probably wouldn't even know it was her until I heard her ratchet ass voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. But, like, to me, if you need all that makeup to paint a pretty face,
right,
then you're ugly as hell. And like I said, it's very sad for people to value their sex game. Like, my thing is, I got to get to know who you are before I have a sexual exchange of energy with. Because I don't know where you are mentally, where you are spiritually. Some of the things you do, you might be with dogs, you might be a male effing women and men, you might be a rapist. I don't need that energy. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And like I said, if you need all that makeup to look pretty, like if I met any one of you guys on any of these platforms, you would know it's me. Some of these hoes got y'all so full that if you truly met them in real life, you'll be like, who the fuck is that I saw on Live Me or Periscope? Because these bitches, man, be ugly as fuck.
Catfishing is real.
Crater face ass.
Catfish is real. I ain't gonna lie about that now.
That playing games, that's witchcraft, man, with those detachable noses.
The motherfucking new makeup y'all got, man, and making whole new faces, changing your whole skin pigmentation. That's some goddamn voodoo.
Voodoo.
You can fool a whole dude. Like, I heard this one white girl fooled a dude at the club. He thought he was bringing the sister back home. This bro had on the booty pads, changed her face, her pigmentation with the makeup, made her look like a darker skinned woman, a melanated woman. And, you know, she didn't put it all the way down her body or nothing, but she had it on her arms, her face, and neck, or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And he took her home. They did it in the dark, I believe, but I don't know how drunk he was. I still would have noticed something was kind of off and different. But, you know, that's the people of the day.
So what happened?
He pulled the covers back when he went to go piss. Early in the morning when, you know, when the light came in the house or whatever.
Yes.
Finally, he thought he was a whole different chick in the room with him.
He probably whooped the ass, huh?
Nope. He panicked and he ran and she tried to get him back in the house or some shit. Like, this shit was crazy, though. I was like, dude, how the fuck?
I've seen a video.
He was like, it was a whole different girl. He's like, no, it was the same girl. She just tricked you.
Remember that one chick chasing niggas naked and shit?
Oh, man, that video, dude, man. Now, that's a whole different subject right there. That ain't had nothing to do with nothing. But that was just dumb. I was like, what the fuck?
She's like, oh, Hulk mad. Come back. But see, that makeup is selfish because a woman should be able to wear a little bit. Like if I did, like, oh, you look cute. But for me to look, they have these
they got a whole fucking kit out now. Like you can change your whole appearance. And they got that thing to wrap your stomach up. If you got like some belly hanging or something like that, they got a whole wrap.
Like this?
I guess it's something like that. But it like can hold like a whole lot of belly or something.
Oh, yeah.
And, it can make it look like you have a flat stomach.
And then you go take
and
that.
And then you take that motherfucker off. All that shit just drop like blah. You know what I mean?
I seen a movie like that. It was funny.
Like that bitch got that glop, not that wop.
He met a chick at the club. He thought she was cute. And then she was like, I need to go to the restroom. It was the next day. She then took her fucking leg off, her fucking wig off, her fucking eye, her fucking arm.
What's up, I'm going to get you something?
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is that?
I was like, no, you ain't got no reason to be ashamed. Like, these motherfuckers got a whole kit package going on. He's like, I lied. I don't really have a 12-inch. He had to confess to it because it was about to get it in. I remember that. And he's like, I don't really got that much. You know, it's just average. She said, oh, I feel so much weight off my shoulders now. Guess what? She starts strict taking her shit off. I'm like, dude, don't make these bras make you feel no type of way, man. Half the shit they got on their body is manufactured.
Made in China, as
man,
bitch.
Right. So what the fuck you going all out trying to impress her for? You already see it in the club. Hair hat, fake lashes, makeup. Probably got pads in the booty or a fake ass from the Home Depot, the concrete booty. The fake titties, or you got the push-up bra working on to make your titties look like they actually up there on them little trick
boobs.
Man, like, bro, I don't come in there with that attitude. Because I know what I'm worth. And on top of that, anyways, I don't give a fuck if it's a ton of bad bitches in there. And then, like, the fake ones, I'll be bypassing them. I got x-ray vision anyway, so shit, I'll be like, fake. Fuck out of here. Like, bitch, please.
And they mad when you don't want to talk to them, huh?
Like, I don't give a shit because I don't see you. Like, I see you and then don't see you. Like, bitch, you is not on my list. And then be like, why he gonna pass her up? Like, and because you wondering why, because all these beta males have been all in your butt and swinging on your TITs and shit, thinking you the shit. You stick with them. You ain't finna get nothing high value and nothing real. You know what I'm saying? Being fake as you is. See, you too used to them niggas. That's the level you play on. You in that league. You in the minor league, bitch. And then you get mad at niggas like us. You be like, oh, who he think he the shit? Or then when they insult a man, oh, you must be gay if you don't like all this. Oh, what? All that fake shit?
Plastic ass.
All that clop and fake ass wop.
So you call that,
fuck out of here,
you call
bitch.
That a build-a-whore body.
Who the fuck are you? Like, bitch, I challenge you, I challenge you to walk around natural, motherfucker, for a week. Don't wear none of that shit. If that's all that shit, you turn to superwoman, just because that's your cape or whatever, just come in that motherfucker as you, as who you are, and then act as who you are. Don't put your persona on. Because, you know, when a dating stage, you know, you don't even meet the real woman right away anyway. You meet their representative. All they crazy ain't finna come out the first fucking date.
Or even the month.
That's why I tell people, slow down, man. You learn how to slow down as you get older. You know what I'm saying? You be happy to slow the fuck down. It ain't about hitting all the wops. You don't want to hit all the wops nowadays anyways. Because they gonna turn your shit into a waffle. Blue ones.
Blue waffle? Ugh. That shit look nasty,
turn
too.
Your shit into blue ones. Now, listen, man. You're gonna be like, okay, man, I need to see about you, man. You have to show me something. This show improved season, motherfucker. So, I mean, all that whopping, yeah, that anthem shit, yeah, you can feel good, have a feel good song, fine, that's cool. But listen here, man, you have to live up to that shit. It ain't talking about just showing me how whoppy it is. That's cool, and that's all well and good. I mean, I ain't got nothing against it, but listen here, how far is that gonna get you? Not far. Unless you find some weak, like you said, you find some weak ass Rob Kardashian ass nigga you can sucker for a minute. And you know what I'm saying? Get a check and then you can brag. But I had bragging rights. Yeah. That WAP got me this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you still ain't no WAP. You probably just wanted your black ass to try you out.
So Rob Kardashian Jr. loves ghetto ass women because he was with Blac Chyna. Now he's with Tommy Lee of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
like,
she gonna get his ass too. Unless her shit too damaged to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Some of these women already don't blew back. They muffin cap and peel back blue.
They got that what is that? That beef stuff.
What's we what?
That cold cut beef pussy.
Oh, that roast beef looking ass coochie.
Yep.
That cold cut.
Cold cut, baby. But you know what makes me sad about all this WAP and this makeup and weave is most black women I know could never walk out the house with their natural hair because they hate it. Sad. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't you love yourself? Because it's funny how us here don't like our hair, but do you know the Koreans and the Chinese buy our fucking hair and rock afros because they like that textured hair better than us?
That's not the Koreans. That's the Chinese and Japanese.
The Chinese and the Japanese love that curly stuff. Yeah. They
Koreans
hate their
don't
stuff.
Like niggas.
They like.
Some of them do. I mean, but a lot of them don't. I mean, a lot of Chinese don't either. I mean, but I'm saying, like, a lot of those culture vultures you speaking of, they over there in that particular area, in them areas, you know what I'm saying? They try to mimic they self or try to go back to their origins. But, like, you're not the melanated Asian. You're only trying to look like the melanated Asiatic. You can't be that. You know what I'm saying? And y'all disrespected y'all Asiatic ancestors because
they were dark.
Y'all took them and hid them somewhere and didn't allow them to come out, you know, because of the racism. You understand? Y'all don't tuck them away where people didn't even know that it was Asiatic black men walking around this motherfucker like that.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe they were cursed to be pale skinned because, like, you can't disrespect your culture and your ancestors because if you forget about your ancestors.
Maybe they cursed for even begotten them motherfuckers, just like we begotten them motherfuckers. Well, shit, I don't know. This is a global wide thing, you know, you understand? We got a white everything now. Just like you got a black everything, but they don't hit the black. You know what I mean?
Because you have that, what is it
in
called?
A lot of places. You can't hide us, though. We too wild.
We're everywhere, but yeah, it's funny. People want to be us, but they fucking hate us. What sense does that even goddamn make?
That energy, man. You use that jealousy, and it overtakes you. And a jealous motherfucker don't know they're a jealous motherfucker sometimes, I think. I mean, I don't think a lot of motherfuckers realize that, you know? So, there you have it with that.
Right.
You feel me?
Well, guys, this was a great discussion. Thank you, everybody on Periscope and LiveMe. Shout out to Adams M. Thank you for joining me and actually talking to me. And Mr. Big Boy, thank you for the follow. Love you all. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Peace.